Hey, you're listening to a brand new podcast episode by the Herschel Saldana Show of Truth Be Told, where we ask questions from the everyday incidents happening around us. In this episode, we'll be discovering, why do you talk aloud with yourself? I have this huge habit of talking to myself aloud. I do this in public places, and also my relatives, friends and parents have told me about this. When my voices become too loud, or I am at a state where I need someone to open up, I talk, meaning literally I talk about it. What about you? Do you do the same? Self-dialogue serves multiple purposes, such as problem solving, reasoning, planning, motivation, and maintaining focus. It's considered a common practice, with professionals suggesting that verbalizing thoughts can aid in processing them effectively and positively. However, self-talk may also be associated with issues like stress, anxiety or trauma, if accompanied by symptoms such as insomnia or profound melancholy. Seeking assistance from a mental health specialist is advisable. It is normal to talk to yourself. While there are times it might pose problems or be a sign of a mental health condition, in most cases, you can go ahead and talk to yourself without it being a cause for worry. The reason I self-talk is to get a good perspective on an idea or the problem, because in my mind, ideas are all jumbled up, and while talking about it, I can connect the dots. What might be the other reasons on why you talk within yourself? One hypothesis proposes that if you spend more time in solitude, you may exhibit a higher tendency to engage in self-talk. With fewer social interactions, self-dialogue could function as a form of interpersonal communication to you. This theory finds support in research findings. For example, studies indicate that adults who grew up as only children are more inclined to engage in outward self-talk. Furthermore, another study suggests that if you are experiencing loneliness and a strong desire for social connection, then you are also more prone to talking to yourself. In this context, self-talk fulfills a need that isn't met adequately by limited or unsatisfactory social relationships. Another theory proposes that you may engage in audible self-talk as a response to cognitive disturbances triggered by stressful or similar events. Instances such as experiencing anxiety or exhibiting obsessive-compulsion behaviors can lead to disruptions in cognition, consequently resulting in heightened levels of self-talk. For instance, research demonstrates that you are more likely to talk to yourself aloud when feeling anxious about public speaking, as evidenced by a study observing increased self-talk during speech preparation. Although talking to yourself may be perceived as an unusual or even indicative of a psychological issue, it's vital to recognize its widespread occurrence. Furthermore, it offers several significant advantages, such as emotion regulation and enhanced memory. So feel free to engage in self-talk while navigating the grocery store aisles or gearing up for a major presentation. Despite any initial feelings of silliness, it's an effective practice worth embracing. I'm sure you got value from this episode about why do you talk aloud with yourself? Thank you for listening till the end of the episode. Stay tuned for more upcoming episodes by following the podcast. And don't forget to rate the podcast too. Until next time, stay safe and cheers.